Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are in the world, and welcome to Interop Radio. I'm your host, Dave Wagner, Executive Editor of Information Week. I'm pinch hitting for Kurt this week. Now that Interop is over, he's decided to stay in Vegas and try a new career as a showgirl. I wouldn't worry, though. We expect him to give it up and be back at his desk soon. As I mentioned, Interop is now over for the year. Yesterday, the show floor was packed up, and in a matter of, it seemed like minutes, I watched some amazing people pull together an awful lot of equipment and put it away in boxes very quickly. And today, the last of the sessions just wrapped up about a half an hour ago. Everybody's trying to make their way home. I hope you guys made it home safely, and if you weren't able to join us in Interop this year, I hope you'll come for next year. In the meantime, Kurt has left us with some interviews he pre-recorded live from the Knock at Interop before the show ended. The first one features Joel Unku. Joel was one of the many ITMs volunteering at the Knock this year. If you're thinking about coming next year, or you just want to know more about what happens every year to get the Interop net running, this is a great interview. Take it away, Kurt and Joel.
So I'm here with Joel Kunku, who is a student at the University of New Hampshire and a member of the Interop team. Joel is one of our ITMs, our Interop Net team members. Joel, welcome to Interop Radio.
Thank you, thank you.
So, first of all, tell me what you do at the University of New Hampshire.
So, I'm a student going for my degree in electrical engineering, and I also work at the IOL, which is the Interoperability Laboratory, on campus. And there, we do a whole bunch of interoperability and compliance testing. I specifically work with SAS, SATA, and PCIe testing.
All right. All very good, very serious things. So why are you at Interop? What was it about the Interop experience that made you want to be part of the InteropNet team?
I think what was most attractive to coming out here was the opportunity to network and to expand my connections. I'm surrounded with a lot of people who are very intelligent in what they do and are very educated and knowledgeable in what they do. So I saw this as an opportunity to broaden my network, meet with people, and also gain some knowledge that I can potentially bring back to the IOL and see if I can spark a new project or change what I do in my work somewhat. And I basically saw this as a big opportunity to kind of push myself and go to the next level and, in a sense, hang around with the big boys.
So since you're here hanging around with all these people, what have you been doing since you came on site? Now, you would have gotten here, what, last Wednesday or Thursday?
Correct.
What kind of things have you been doing here on the Interop Net team?
So I've been working on the show floor and offshore floor. I've been setting up the cables, the drop cables, patching in, making sure there's connection going to the booths. I've been working with Heather with offshore, setting up the Wi-Fi. I've also been doing some troubleshooting work as well. When vendors come up and they have issues with their booth, I help them out, try to fix the issue that they're having. And I've been attending workshops, so I've been learning some stuff about cloud management, which has really interested me as well for the longest time. And I've always picked around and with the vendors and try to have conversations with them, especially with Josh. I've had a lot of chats about him with cybersecurity, security in general, also with Tim, Path Solutions. So I just kind of like to, grab them any time of the day, see what they're all about, see how they work, what's their background, so I can get a little insight of, the variety of people I'm working with and kind of spark an interest that I had that I never actually went for fully, or see if there's another interest out there. And I believe just sitting around and just talking with these people, I've got a better idea, a better sense of what technologies I'm really into, and you know how I want to kind of, I guess, take my path towards that.
Well, you mentioned that one of the things you wanted to do was essentially learn the kind of things that you weren't learning in the university setting. Have you been able to do that? Has what you've learned here been different in either the way it was taught or the actual stuff that you were learning than what you've been learning in class?
Definitely, I'd say that. I've just being here and setting up on the floor. I've learned a lot about networking in general. You know, how packets are wired, how we're able to look at it, and how our infrastructure and the way we set up intelligently, so we have traffic going in a certain direction, separate from, you know, A and B, and how we manage that. Traffic management, I think, is one of the biggest topics I've learned out here, which I wouldn't normally learn as a student, as a first year in class, or in my consortium where I work with actual, you know, physical drives at the physical layer.
Now, you just mentioned something that I think is very interesting, that you are not a senior who's just getting ready to graduate, are you?
No, I'm a freshman in college.
Well, how has the experience overall been of being out here? First of all, has it been different than you thought it would be?
I wouldn't say, you know, too different. You know, I came out here with the idea that, like, you know, it's going to be cool. I'm going to be in the West. It's my first time actually being in the West. So I was like, nice weather, check. You know, going to meet a lot of people, check. And, you know, going to do some work, check. So I feel that this experience has been a positive one. And definitely I've made memories alongside of learning some stuff.
Very cool. Now, is this the kind of experience that you would be interested in trying again, or do you think this falls into the category of, well, that was great as a one-time thing, and now we'll move on to other things?
No, I definitely want to do this in the future as well. You know, I feel that traveling and planting yourself in, you know, different areas instead of just staying in one place can do a lot more for you. And, you know, if I get the opportunity to, you know, whether it be Interop or a trade show in that manner, to come and help out and do some work, and, you know, I'm definitely all for it.
Well, is this the sort of thing that you would recommend to a lot of other students that they attempt to do, or is this so narrow in what it offers that you don't think it's something that many people would be interested in?
I would definitely, if I would go back on campus, I would definitely recommend these types of opportunities to my engineering friends. You know, it puts you out there. And I feel like that's what we're all, in a sense, trying to do in college. We're trying to advance ourselves. We're somewhat like an ad, you know, just a moving advertisement, especially for engineers, because we, you know, we're thinking of the next innovation. We're thinking of the next thing. So I definitely feel like these types of trips, these types of experiences will just encourage that. And I feel like just being here is inspirational to some people. You know, you don't know what it takes for someone to just click, or a new idea to come in someone's head. So I would definitely recommend this experience. You know, whether your field might not necessarily be the exact focus, but I also feel like it'll just broaden your strength and knowledge in general. So,
well, that is outstanding. Joel, I appreciate you taking the time from what I know is a busy schedule. They keep ITMs pretty darn busy around here. Now, I'm curious, as a young person, do you put out your ideas on something like Twitter? Is there a way people should follow you, or is that something that's still in the future for you?
Well, I'm actually in the works of trying to get like a blog type website going up, where I'm just gonna have like a forum type deal, try to get my ideas out there. I'm be working with a couple friends on that. So, yeah, you'll be hearing me in the future.
We will look forward to that. Definitely, let us know when that blog is live. We'd love to let everybody know about it.
Thank you. Definitely, will do.
We'd like to thank Joel Kunku for being our guest here on Interop Radio. It's lovely when we have a chance to talk to our ITMs, and look forward to having a chance to do that many, many times at Interops to come. Joel, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And that was Kurt Franklin and one of our ITMs, Joel. If you've never thought about volunteering to be a part of InteropNet, I highly recommend it. I'm actually thinking about volunteering as an older than usual ITM next year, just to see what it's all about. I've met an awful lot of wonderful people this year in the NOC, both young people like Joel and some veterans who've been around for quite a long time. I don't think I want to out them for how long they've been there. As part of the InteropNet, there's something to do for every level of experience, every level of ability, and you'll learn a heck of a lot from some incredibly talented people if you try it out. If you're thinking about that for next year, I highly encourage it for Interop 2016. Now, our next interview, I have to admit, I don't know what they're talking about either. I didn't get a chance to hear it, and Kurt didn't give me a preview. But it features Romy Mahajan, and we know every time Romy comes on, what he has to say is interesting, and Konstantin Korovkin, who is the leader of an integration firm. So I'm sure it's going to be quite a lot of fun. Let's listen to it together, shall we?
I'm here at Interop 2015 with one great friend of Interop Radio and one new guest here. We have with us today Romy Mahajan, who you all know because he is a frequent visitor with us here. Romy, welcome to Interop Radio.
Thank you so much, Kurt. You know I love the show.
And we also have Konstantin Korovkin, who is the founder and COO of Aquilon. Konstantin, welcome to Interop Radio.
Thank you, Kurt. Very excited.
Now, we're going to hear a little bit more from Konstantin in just a couple of minutes, but before we start that conversation, just wanted to ask, Romy, first to you, this is, well, it's day three of Interop, day two of the Expo. How is Interop going for you? Have you seen anything interesting so far?
You know, for me, the shows like Interop are a very important part of the entire IT ecosystem. I think of events like this really having what I call the three C's, community, content, and commerce. And so far, I'm really enjoying the show with regard to all three of those C's, most around the community and the networking and the real in-the-moment connections you can make while trolling the floor or meeting with colleagues from other parts of the world with whom you have an affinity. So far, A-plus for me.
Outstanding. You know, it's one of the things we hear all the time, that while this is a show that is at least ostensibly built around technology, when you ask people what they're getting out of the show and why they come back again and again, it almost always boils down to the people. Well, Konstantin, I'm curious about you. What has your experience been? First of all, is this your first Interop, or are you a frequent Interop guest?
Yes, this is my first Interop here, and I actually arrived today. This is my first day. Very excited about seeing all kinds of new technologies, specifically around the cloud. This is what my company is focusing on these days. So far, in half a day that I've been here, learned a ton of exceptionally valuable things.
Oh, outstanding. Well, Romy, you introduced us to Konstantin, and I know that you had a number of things that you were interested in helping us understand about Konstantin and his company, Aquilon. So how about I turn things over to you for just a minute, and you can talk with Konstantin and share all of that with our guests.
Oh, great idea. Thanks so much, Kurt. Konstantin, it's I've known you for a short time, but in that short time I've learned a lot around the technology and the community, around the technology space. Tell me a little bit about the company Aquilon, about how you started and where, and you know, what your journey and where you are today.
So Aquilon is a Seattle-based software technology provider, which started in 2000, and we've been focusing on technologies from .NET to web applications to mobile applications, and now the hot topics are cloud and security in the cloud and the Internet of Things. So those are the types of things that I'm here to learn about.
Excellent. And when you say that these are the things that Aquilon focuses on, in what form? Are you a company that helps people understand these areas in terms of training, or do you actually provide technology and business architecture services?
Aquilon is a software solutions provider, so exactly correct. We provide technology and architecture services to companies from Fortune 500, such as Microsoft and AT&T and T-Mobile, to small companies and even some startups.
Excellent. So you said you were based in Seattle. I too am based in Bellevue, Washington, and I was reading recently the Puget Sound Business Journal, and I saw that Aquilon was one of the fastest growing companies in the area. To what do you attribute that success and growth?
It's been amazing to see how all this influx of new talent in the Seattle area. There's been a tremendous growth in the last 3 to 4 years because of all the technology companies expanding from Silicon Valley into Seattle. I think it's a combination of good pool of talent initially established by Boeing and Microsoft there, and then all the well, of course, the great climate there. And based on that, there's tremendous growth that we're seeing with companies like Facebook and obviously Amazon and eBay opening shop and starting to hire.
Excellent. So we talk about terms like mobile, cloud, Internet of Things, big data. Mm-hmm. These can either mean very profound things, or they can just be buzzwords that are thrown around loosely in the industry. Tell us a bit more about these four concepts or any of those concepts as they relate to your business.
So a lot of people use cloud as a buzzword these days. And every company tries to, every technology company has to have something that says cloud in their portfolio. Our customers focus on several things. First, of course, it's data collection and storage in the cloud, meaning that they collect customer information, they collect data from various sensors that they may be running. They store large volumes of corporate records in the cloud. Those are the types of customers that we work with. And now, in the last couple of years, the new trend has been the Internet of Things that started small with mobile phones and collecting data from those phones and maybe things like controlling certain functions of those phones remotely, data recovery and such. And now, with the technology becoming more accessible, those tiny chips becoming ever so powerful and battery life being long enough for devices to last several days without recharge. Those devices are becoming small, autonomous. They get installed or attached to various traditional physical things. And that's where data collection happens. All the data goes to the cloud. We help our customers manage that.
Makes perfect sense.
Constantine, I've got a question for you regarding that Internet of Things. A lot of people are talking about that as something that will be very important, but very few companies and people seem to be actually doing anything with Internet of Things now. It sounds like some of your customers actually have taken steps into the Internet of Things already. Is that true, or for you, is the Internet of Things still something that's out on the horizon?
There's certainly much more to come. We have probably seen the tip of the iceberg here. But there are a number of customers that we are working with, some very large companies who are already in that space, who have sensors and data collection networks which are operational today. And they have some real-life problems managing all the data that comes in.
Kurt, you know, I was just thinking through that question around the future of interop as well. I mean, I wonder if the future of interop might be all these concepts that Constantine's talking about, you know. Interop will soon be the Internet of Things show, or the Big Data show, or the Cloud and Security show, or the Mobile show, right?
You know, I think that to a great extent the answer on that is going to be all of the above, because where interop has always lived has been at the connection and interoperability of all these things. And today we often speak of Internet of Things, Big Data, mobile as discrete, separate issues. And yet we know that in the enterprise of the next few years, all of these must come together and work together within that enterprise. So I think that what we are going to see are areas of interop that deal with each of these subjects, but the core of interop is going to be that magic spot where they all come together to work in a positive way for the enterprise.
No, I would agree. Constantine, at Aquilon, you know, it's always interesting to me that large companies themselves well-versed in technology come to other companies to help them. Tell us a bit about, is it that Aquilon provides fresh ideas, a new way of thinking about these concepts, or what is the secret sauce here?
So large companies specialize on certain areas of expertise. For example, one of our large customers is Microsoft. Obviously, the company is an expert in a number of things. And one of the things that we help them with is gelling the open source technologies, open source stack, as it relates to the Internet of Things, to software and solutions that they provide. So there are certain areas where companies like Microsoft can certainly benefit from an expert in other areas of technology.
And I believe that Microsoft is either making or is going to be making some interesting announcements around supporting Android, so I think that makes sense, right? That's really kind of a sweet spot probably for Aquilon.
That's correct.
Yeah, very, very interesting. Kurt, I have a quick, small banter here. When you asked about Interop as a show and why people come here, you did talk about the people. To what degree is commerce and sort of buyers meeting sellers part of the experience here?
You know, I think it's a significant part of the experience. The issue is when people think about commerce, many people only think about commerce in terms of the last piece of the puzzle. In other words, the point at which money actually changes hands. And I suspect that that is not the biggest part here. I'm sure that there are some deals closed out here on the floor and in the hotel suites around us. But I think where the commerce is going on are in the developing relationships between buyers, sellers, and frankly between partners, and also the point at which they are understanding the needs. You know, one of the things that I'm a big believer in is what we have always called consultative selling, that I'm not trying to sell you a particular device as much as I'm trying to help you solve a problem. And that whole process of understanding the problems that exist, figuring out how solutions can be found to cover those problems, that happens a great deal here. So I think that the commerce is important, but it's the longer tail of commerce rather than just the point at which the funds change hands.
Yeah, I think that makes perfect. I've been to more than 12 interops, so and I still enjoy it. So one last question for Constantine, and then I'm sure we can move on to your next guest, Kurt. But Constantine, tell us a bit about the future of Aquilon.
Well, the future of Aquilon is definitely in the cloud. I see the cloud and big data present an immense opportunity for businesses, for enterprises in the U.S. and worldwide, and for consultants like us who have the expertise and can add value to making those businesses run better, more securely, and leverage latest technologies. That's why I'm excited about this show, to learn about all those new things that just came out, and then help our clients select the right solution.
Excellent. So, well, best luck for Aquilon, Constantine.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you to Konstantin Karovkin of Akvon and Romy Mahajan, one of the great friends of Interop Radio. You know, I think that what we've seen here in this segment is one of the great strengths of Interop. We have someone who is here at their very first Interop. We have someone who's been here for more than a dozen Interops, and they are meeting, getting to know one another. That's going on all over the place. We heard statistics earlier today that there are over 100 exhibiting companies here at Interop who are here for the first time. So in an industry where people often say, well, there's nothing new, the fact is there's a lot new, and that it's great that we can come here, see the new things, meet the new people, and be productive all together. Romy, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Kurt.
Konstantin, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
And that's it for this segment. Stick with us. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with the next segment of Interop Radio.
And that was Kurt Franklin with Romy Mahajan and Konstantin Karovkin. Well, that brings me to a pretty sad moment. Kurt has trusted me with the wrap-up show of Interop. Basically, people are saying it's time to go home. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. Kurt is on an airplane right now. I made it back actually late last night. Everybody is on their way home from what was a wonderful and successful Interop with a very exciting crowd. I spent 2 days with the Co-Located Information Week conference. We had a very successful first ever dark reading security crash course as part of Interop. And, of course, we had the Interop show floor, the workshops. Everywhere I went, the rooms were crowded. They were excited. People were getting to meet each other. This is not the end of Interop, however. It's just the end of the Interop show. It is the end of Interop Radio for this week. We'll be taking a week off to catch our breath, but we will come back after that every Tuesday as normal, because the most important thing about Interop is that it is a community. It is an ongoing, year-long tribe of networking professionals, of business leaders, of technology leaders, thought leaders. We convene every year in Vegas and a couple times throughout the world to get together, but it is a community that lasts all year, and I'm proud to be a part of that community, and I'm proud to have been to my first Interop this year. But you can see that Interop community on Information Week. We have an Interop tab there. We encourage you to see the rest of the Information Week coverage as well, and that of our partners at Network Computing and Dark Reading and All Analytics. And we appreciate you, and we thank you for being a part of this wonderful community. We thank you for all the success that you brought us this year at Interop, and we hope to see you next year. And I want to personally thank Kurt Franklin for giving me the chance to be a bigger part of this community and for trusting me with wrapping up the show. With that, we'll take a week off. We'll see you 2 Tuesdays from now. Hope you have had a wonderful Interop, and thank you for joining us.